For the Beaver Radio Network, Kelly Schultz alongside Ellie Mosier, the sophomore out of Farmington, Minnesota. And Ellie, I don't know about you, but last Saturday when you hit the ice, pretty emotional. Fun to see you back out there. Obviously, looking back on last year, you played in 34 games for the Beavers. Unfortunately, went down with an injury, a season-ending injury right before playoffs. What has that journey taught you?
A lot. It was about 9 months, and I think I had a pretty tough recovery. I had a lot of setbacks. I worked really hard all summer, and I mean, honestly, there were days where I couldn't believe that my leg was going to be able to skate, and it would just hurt. It wouldn't move. I was like, you know it would happen, but you're just like, I just don't know how much work this is going to take. Like, this is crazy. So it really taught me a lot of perseverance, and it also taught me a lot of my strengths off the ice, which I think as I'm working back into practice and like back into the team more, I think that finding those strengths have really, really helped me with my game so far.
What has it been like to have this Beaver squad cheering you on?
They're pretty intense. Yeah, I think they are, you know it. But I mean, every day they made me feel so motivated, and they would sit with me in the training room, or a lot of girls still, when I have to do my rehab before practice, 3 or 4 girls are in there with me, and they're just messing around, or they just come and hang out. So it's like everywhere I go, they want to be with me. They're cheering me on. And I mean, yeah, Saturday was just so cool because all of us, we were just so excited. So
I know I saw a video of your first steps out onto the ice. Yeah. Earlier this season, you just got a chance to go out there. You didn't get to do anything really, just skate out with your team. What was that like?
I cried pretty hard. We all did. I think Reese was next to me, and like, she was crying, and everybody was just, and I mean, that day I think I got to do 2 laps around the rink each way, and then I had to get off, but that was all I wanted.
Hey, take us back to Saturday, your first shift. What was going through your head?
A lot. I was just so excited, and it was a good game. It was a fast-paced game, and I mean, I'm pretty competitive, so I was like, I'm not going to get scored on, and we're not going to lose. So I just kind of went out there with a lot of fire and a lot of confidence with the team behind me, and you just got to give it your all, and you can't really play scared. So
you can't. It's a mind game sometimes, but your team's headed to Union. Will you get to make the trip?
Yeah, yep, I'm going, so I'm excited.
I'm excited for you. Your team's on the 6-game win streak. How do you guys keep it going?
Honestly, I just think it's about how we're so dialed in at practice every day, and I think we know obviously how it feels to win, and we're really focused on Fridays, and especially those Saturday games when, you know, sometimes if you win Friday, it's easy to come in a little laid back on Saturday, but I think every game that the girls and we all go into, we're ready and we want to win because we like keeping this streak up.
Okay, we're close to Christmas. What kind of things does your family do over the holidays?
We get together with both sides of the family, and I have a lot of cousins on both sides that I don't get to see a lot. So just getting back together with everybody over the holidays is really fun.
Do you have a favorite Christmas cookie?
Yeah, it's the peanut butter chocolate one with the Hershey Kiss, that one on top. Yeah.
I think they're called peanut butter blossoms.
Yeah, those are, yeah.
That's my favorite too. What's it going to take to beat Union on Friday?
Like I said, coming off that long travel day on Thursday, I just think getting focused Friday at our pregame skate to just get a feel for the rink, get a feel for everything, and just get some touches in the morning, and then come to the rink ready to play Friday.
Ellie, it's good to see you back out on the ice. Way to go. Good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.